I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. During the 2016 general election, votes and voter information handled by county clerks in Illinois were safe and secure. That's the main finding from a survey of the clerks conducted last year by U.S. Senator Dick Durbin and Illinois State Senator Michael Hastings. Senator Hastings from Tinley Park says county clerks across Illinois want to protect voters, their personal information, and the votes they cast in any election.
We had wrote letters and talked to the clerks of a lot of different counties throughout the state here, and we had some great responses and some very favorable responses. A majority of them have stated that they are very deeply concerned about future cyber attacks on election systems in Illinois. However, their systems were not hacked.
Many clerks, such as Rock Island County's Karen Kinney, insist on the complete separation of election equipment, voting machines, and voter registration files from the internet.
For the most part, at the local county level, they operate as an independent entity, and they generally operate on an intranet that allow them to be secure in what they do.
While the survey revealed election systems of Illinois counties were secure, the voter registration database at the Illinois State Board of Elections was vulnerable. State Senator Hastings and Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin are happy the state will receive $13 million to help protect that information.
We think about $13 million will be coming to Illinois. It's a shame in two respects. First, it's not nearly enough money to bring security to our election system. And secondly, it comes very late with 7 months to go. But it will help, and I'm glad that we were able to come up with something.
The grant from the Federal Election Assistance Commission may be spent on new voting machines that provide a voter-verified paper record, a new system to check the accuracy of final vote tallies, and other improvements to address cyber vulnerabilities.
The most important thing that we've understood from this process is that all the county clerks are extremely participatory. They're very engaged in what they do, and they want to work together to strengthen the system both at the local and the state level. And obviously, with Senator Durbin's efforts, we were able to secure millions of dollars to help provide more assurances and security measures for the system. But this is something that you just can't take lightly, and this is also something you can't take for granted. So I think the state and the county level will continue to remain vigilant to protect voters' information.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.